USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating far-left movement Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations and saying that lynching needs to be made a federal hate crime. President Trump delivering remarks at his second of three rallies set for Friday, the president courting the African-American vote.
Before the China virus, we built the greatest economy for African-Americans in the history of our country, and we are doing it again.
President Trump ending his day in Newport News, Virginia. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul is in the hospital and recovering from a medical emergency, which happened while he was live streaming a talk show. The 85-year-old was speaking about the economy on his YouTube channel when his speech became slurred and he struggled to continue speaking. You're listening to USA.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Your products are great, absolutely. You know, general aches and pains I have since I work outside a lot, gone. It's almost magic. It's almost too hard to, too good to be true, you know, but it is. It's very true. Dr. Howard's done a fantastic service by creating this.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm walking more. I'm exercising more. I'm doing more yoga. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. Because this was painless and easy. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
After two nights of protests, a curfew remains in effect for Louisville starting at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher reminding everyone who's out there protesting.
And it's important for those taking to our streets and those supporting demonstrators from home to understand the power of this moment. You have the attention of the people who lead our government, our businesses, our education. We're obviously engaged in this work and ready to do a lot more, but we have to do it together. And violence only hurts this cause.
Louisville Metro Police Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly intends to file civil lawsuits against those who have called him a murderer for his role in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, according to his attorney. Mattingly remains on administrative reassignment following the grand jury decision on Wednesday that did not indict him on any charges. He remains under an internal investigation like the other five officers involved in the shooting.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Republican-controlled Senate passed a resolution on Thursday reaffirming their commitment to a peaceful transfer of power if Joe Biden wins the presidential election in November. This comes after President Trump made comments that suggest a Supreme Court battle may ensue over the election results. Regarding President Trump's comments about the election, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells CBS This Morning.
Well, I think he commits to a peaceful transfer as long as it's a fair election. And I think that even the lead up into this was talking about that very subject. We now know that we have a Department of Justice investigation into ballots that were discarded from veterans in Pennsylvania. That's very troubling. Anyone who sends in a ballot to find them discarded. What we want to make sure is that every vote counts, but that only the vote from one voter to the ballot box is what gets counted and nothing less, nothing more. And so that's what he's referring to. That's what we're committed to. We're seeing some very problematic rulings by judges.
Hillary Clinton also offered some advice to former Vice President Joe Biden by saying he should not concede under any circumstances as well. Google is rolling out a new COVID layer for its maps. The feature will show a 7-day average for new coronavirus cases and see what direction cases are trending in different areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.